Here's a guy that you've heard from everywhere and way, way, way back when we used to have him on. And of course, our WJR senior news analysts turned to him as well. It's because he's so good at what he does. He is Dr. Matthew Sims, Beaumont Health System Director of Infectious Disease Research. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show. I'm not going to not talk to about COVID with you because COVID's still something that's being talked about and coming back in big numbers. But right now, how concerned should we be about the monkeypox outbreak that appears to be happening, or at least it's all over the news?
Yeah, no, it's definitely all over the news. You know, this is a small outbreak so far. If you remember way back in 2003, I think there was an outbreak here in the U.S. I think there were around 70 cases. They were spreading through prairie dogs, and the prairie dogs had gotten infected in an exotic pet store from an imported Gambian rat, which is of the hosts of it.
Just for a moment, folks, think of the research that had to happen to take place to find out this information. That's astonishing. What an interesting detective story.
It was pretty amazing. You know, the CDC handled that investigation and figured it all out. This time, you know, it's interesting. It's in many countries at the same time. And it seems to be spreading, you know, among men who have sex with men. And this is not normally considered a sexually transmitted disease, but it is spread through close contact. You know, people develop these sores, and the fluid from within the sores can spread it. It can also be spread from large respiratory secretions, so like the big droplets, not the small droplets, so it doesn't tend to travel very far. But it can be spread through kissing and such. It's spreading differently than it usually does. You know, usually it's through contact with infected animals or with, you know, the sores themselves, that sort of thing. So it's a little different this time, but still the numbers are still relatively small. You know, some of the, I think the last estimate from the WHO I saw was there were about 92 cases outside of areas where you're expected to find it. And there's been, as far as I know, one confirmed case here in the U.S. and a man from Massachusetts who had traveled to Canada. There were a few more people who were under observation because they were on a plane flight with an infected person and sat near them. But as far as I know in the U.S., that's it right now. People are, of course, worried because, you know, they see the pictures of this.
They're horrible.
It looks horrible. And, you know, they hear monkeypox and they think about smallpox. And they are related. They're both pox viruses. And my recollection from back when the outbreak happened in 2003 is there is some protection given from the smallpox vaccine for monkeypox. So, you know, most people, you know, under the age of 50 or so aren't vaccinated for smallpox anymore. But when that outbreak happened, they were only, you know, when they were basically using people who had been vaccinated for smallpox, which to see those patients just in case. Mm-hmm. But there is a vaccine for monkeypox, and there is a stockpile of it here in the U.S., part of the strategic stockpile. I think we have about 1.4 million doses or something like that.
Please tell me, doctor, we should not all rush out and get
monkeypox. No, we should not all rush out and get vaccinated against monkeypox. Okay. You know, it's there in case of high risk exposure kind of things. You know, if for whatever reason the outbreak gets worse and there's an area where we, you know, would recommend vaccinating the people because of exposures, things like that. It's not meant for general use right now. And there's even a medication that's been approved to treat smallpox and is active against monkeypox. But again, it's the kind of thing that, you know, I don't know how much use it would get. The treatment really is supportive care, you know, while people get better, though, you know, in parts of Africa where it spreads naturally, you know, it can carry up to about a 10% mortality. But how much of that is due to, you know, lack of medical care, and how much of that is due to, like, the innate, you know, dangerousness of the virus, is hard to say.
So it's a good chance that the news media is showing it to us all over the place all the time because it's so disgusting and horrific looking that they love to show the video. It's not because we're all about to get monkeypox.
No, we're not all about to get monkeypox. I can't speak for whether they're showing just for shock value, but, you know, it is something that's out there. It's different. We all remember, you know, how COVID started with just, you know, some cases in China. And so people are, you know, nervous, of course, but it's not the same sort of virus. It doesn't spread the same way. You know, it's something that we need to be aware of, especially physicians who deal with it.
Sure.
But not something that we should be freaking out about.
Back to COVID, the old standby that you've been so good about, so sensible. Have you gotten every booster shot that's been available, which I guess would mean?
I have. I've gotten my fourth shot.
Okay.
I got it basically right after I hit the 6 month mark for my third shot.
Okay.
My wife got her fourth shot, and, you know, my older daughter got her third shot. And as soon as my younger daughter turns 12, we're probably going to get her the third shot. I know the booster just got approved for 5 to 11 year olds, but the dose is different for the young kids and the older kids, and that she's so close to her birthday that we said, you know, let's just wait a little bit and get her the bigger dose.
All right. And what about masking? Where are you with masks today?
I'm still masking, you know. We've talked about this before. Masking slows down the spread, right? It's not perfect, you know, especially, you know, depending on what type of mask you're wearing, but it slows down the spread. And now, because not everybody's wearing masks, when I go into, you know, stores or crowds or whatnot, I'm generally wearing, you know, a KN95 or a KF94 mask. So I get more personal protection, whereas, you know, the surgical masks work when everybody's wearing them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm a big N95, or have been from the beginning. Was appalled when Fauci said not to wear them, didn't need to wear them, wouldn't do anything. He was so wrong, and I just hope he was wrong and not lying. But anyway, always a pleasure. I know you're never lying. Dr. Matthew Sims, Beaumont Health System Director of Infectious Disease Research. Always appreciate your learned opinion. Thank you, sir.
Happy to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you here, helping my WJR listeners on the Paul W. Smith Show at 6:58.